General Motors as they're dealing with a couple of major problems. GM's still looking to fix the Bolt battery fires, and incredible pictures coming in from around the country of vehicles that have simply started on fire. And also, they're extending their production shutdowns. Sean, I know you have an electric vehicle, and you talked
My daughter's getting ready to go to school right now and in her Bolt. She loves it. We've had no problems, but obviously it's something we have to keep an eye on.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So we wanted to go to the source. Paul Eisenstein's the publisher and editor-in-chief of the DetroitBureau.com. Paul, welcome again to WJR.
Yeah, great to be with you. Thanks.
So good to talk with you this morning. All right, what is the very latest here for General Motors in terms of the Bolt battery, and what is the next step for them? I mean, we are the social media photographs that are coming through of cars that have burned out in driveways and in garages is just incredible.
Yeah, they're now so people should understand this is still a relatively rare phenomenon. The problem is it's sort of a very, very low percentage game of Russian roulette. You don't know if your vehicle could be one that they do have a problem with. So if you have a Bolt, take the warning seriously. Park the vehicle, what are they saying now, away from your driveway. Certainly do not park it indoors. If you do put it in a parking structure, try to keep it as far away from another vehicle as possible. The batteries, apparently, because of a manufacturing defect, have a very slight chance, particularly when charging, but not necessarily only then, even when parked, that they could ignite. So the automaker is just taking steps to keep them on the road, but limit the risk of a fire until they can make repairs, which means replacing some of the batteries.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Paul, but they've also extended the production shutdown as well for the Bolt.
Yeah, they have, because they don't have yet either a repair for the batteries that they are building that they'll have to use to replace the existing one, or, as some people are calling for, a completely new battery to replace the type of batteries that are in there already. These are produced by LG Chem, their partner. But they are developing an entirely new type of battery called the Ultium, and some people are demanding the GM replace the battery pack with the newer battery pack. I don't think that's going to happen. It would require far too much of a changeover. But the simple fact is they don't have replacement batteries yet.
You know, Paul, I was going to ask you about LG Chem, because this is the they are the makers of the battery. That's where the problem is stemming from. I can't imagine what some of those behind the closed door meetings are like with them because of this issue. This is a terrible bruise for the Bolt. Everyone I know who has one, including Sean, loves them. So this is a terrible bruise. I mean, how much of the responsibility lays with LG Chem?
It seems like most or all of it is LG Chem. There's a manufacturing issue that they've had, and it's not the first time. They've had issues with other Bolt, other batteries that they provided to other manufacturers. So LG Chem has got, LG Chem has some real issues and some, what's the old phrase, some splaining to do. They have got to get their act together because they are one of the larger producers of batteries for the emerging EV market. And worse, for LG Chem and GM's relationship, they're partners in the development of the new Ultium batteries. There's been some talk that GM might break the relationship with LG Chem and try to go it alone in that project.
Paul, I want to talk about, as we were discussing earlier this morning in preparation for the show, there is a ton of EV news all over the automotive world. Where to start in regards to that?
Wow. We did a special report on thedetroitbureau.com just last week. You can find it on the site, where I looked at how many EVs are on the market today and how many are coming, and it's amazing. We have 13 long-range EVs on the market now. Your Bolt is an example, the lengthier Bolt EUV that they brought out a year ago. The Ford Mach-E, which has done so well in the market. Of course, all the various Tesla models and the like. 13 on the market today. But where it gets crazy is what we're going to see in the next year. By the end of 2022, I calculate there will be at least 39 new models on top of the 13 now. And that doesn't even include a few of the ultra exotics, like the multi-million dollar Pininfarina Battista that's coming. So we'll have at least 52 long-range electric vehicles to choose from by the end of 2022.
What is the Battista?
It's an exotic hypercar, a sports car, 200-plus miles an hour, 0 to 60 in about 2 seconds. Remember, one of the big differences that we're seeing going forward with electric vehicles is not only that they will be getting significantly more range, and there's a lot of vehicles coming with crazy range. Lucid, just last week, got EPA ratings of over 500 miles with one of the versions of its new Lucid Air Dream Edition. But a lot of the new electric vehicles that are coming to market will also have insane levels of performance.
Yeah.
We're seeing under 2 seconds, 0 to 60, with the Plaid Edition of the Tesla Model S. That Lucid Air Dream, there are two versions of it. One focuses on range. The other one has 1,133 horsepower, and it cuts its range down to a mere 486 miles.
Wow. I was reading the Lucid Air getting 520-mile EPA rating as well.
Yep, that's the Lucid Air Dream Range Edition. Everybody seems to like these longer model names now. So yes, we're seeing longer and longer range and higher performance. Look, the GT edition of the Mustang Mach-E that will be out in the next month or two, that vehicle will be getting to 0 to 60 in, 3.5 seconds? And compared to some of the new EVs out there, that's relatively slow.
Wow.
Paul Eisenstein, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. You're just a font of great automotive news and facts, and we love having you on board. Thanks for the info. We're going to be looking for all these electric cars on the road, that's for sure. Let's hope we can have enough charging stations to keep them all charged and on the roads.
That's a trick. One last quick thing. Expect an announcement from Governor Whitmer on a Michigan charging network to come, and I expect that within the next 1 to 2 months.
Oh, good to know. Thanks, Paul. We appreciate your time this morning.
Good to be with you.